I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The archery hunting season for deer and bear opens up this weekend in West Virginia, and the popularity of this hunting experience continues to expand exponentially. We'll talk a little more with a preview of the season coming up in a moment.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVSafety.gov.
Although it hasn't quite reached the level of the first day of gun season for deer, the first day of archery season for deer in West Virginia continues to be a popular date circled on many outdoorsmen's calendars in West Virginia.
We're going to have over 130,000 hunters heading out to the woods on Saturday morning in pursuit of some type of big game with their bow. This number continues to grow. The attraction that people have in not only archery but bow hunting continues to grow. We continue to see a lot of non-residents coming to West Virginia to take advantage of not only the hunting opportunities, but the wildlife management areas and recreational areas that we have around the state.
That's Scott Warner of the DNR. Scouting will be of utmost importance if you're looking for success this year. Mass production is largely different than it was a year ago, and during these early days, finding mass is the key to finding the deer.
Mass conditions this year looks to be a little more spotty than last year, but there's still enough acorns to keep the deer in the woods. But in areas that there isn't any mast, probably the edge of a field or you're back in the woods just a little bit from a field somewhere would be where I would try to be putting up my tree stand.
Another early season factor is the visibility. Still a lot of leaves on those trees in the lowlands.
First part of the season, there's a lot of cover on the trees. You can get away with a lot more movement in the trees because of that. But it also makes it kind of more difficult to actually spot most of your quarry. But you know, most of your game that you're going to be taking are going to be within 20 yards, so you can get away with a lot more at the first part of the season.
Scouting and hanging up stands aren't the only prep work that is pressing either. You need to make sure you're properly licensed up and do it this week.
In most counties of the state, and you need to go back and check your regulations, bow hunters can take up to 3 deer. Again, you need to refer to your regulations. We're very liberal in the bag limit for bow hunters. But in order to get more than the deer that you get on your base license, you have to buy your RB stamps or your additional deer stamps by Friday night. So if you wait till Saturday and you haven't bought your RB stamps or your additional deer stamps, you're out of luck.
And don't forget, in many counties, you could get a pair of trophies in one day if you're prepared and lucky.
Nowadays, bear country is statewide to encourage everybody to purchase their bear damage stamp because we've got a growing bear population. And Monday morning or Saturday morning actually marks the beginning of our bear archery season, which is statewide as well. So who knows? Maybe you'll get 2 trophies in one day.
And the season opens at daylight Saturday morning. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.